Are we rolling, Bob?
Is it? We are rolling.
What song is that a reference to? Are we rolling, Bob?
I didn't. Oh, that must be from the Basement Tapes.
Oh, you're very good, but you're wrong. But you're close.
It's from a band record. The band, Bob Dylan and the Band, and Robbie Robertson asks him if we're rolling.
No, maybe our listeners can tell us. It's from Nashville Skyline. Bob Johnson was the producer of Nashville Skyline, and Bob Dylan began To Be Alone With You with Are We Rolling, Bob?
Can you tell the Bob Dylan story again? We're here in Andy's little pad.
You know why I'm laughing? Because I know this, that Bob Dylan story that you're mocking will be the highlight of the show. I know where this show is going.
What are you talking about? This is a show I've been looking forward to for weeks. We're going to beg on the New York City subway cars.
You are lying. Tell the truth. Did you or did you not get a good night's sleep last night?
I did not last night. The thing that kept me up all night was what we're going to do today. But if it hadn't been that, it would have been something else.
I also have been dreading this. How did we get into this? We're free people. We're grown people. We're not in prison. No one's telling us what to do. And here we are dreading our stupid show. Isn't this the 1 hour a week we should be looking forward to?
Oh, geez. I hope we haven't been. Yeah, I don't know how it happened. It was something that somebody suggested online. That this would be a good thing for Ken and Andy to do, to go subway car to subway car, panhandling. And then the idea was that we would turn it into a contest, Ken versus Andy, to see who could raise more money.
It's one of those things that on paper, in theory, makes you smile and you agree to do it. But then when the day comes, your stomach's in a knot. Because I'm an adult, I'm in my 50s, and the thought of me yelling things to commuters and then begging for spare change, and then my kids might listen to it or hear about it. Wait, why do you dread it? Is it the humiliation? Is that why you're dreading it? Are you afraid that you'll see someone you know?
Well, for one thing, I'm not dreading it because my family will never find out what I did today. I can guarantee it, because they don't listen to WFMU. So I never have to say, like, oh, I was begging on the number 7 line today. Never have to say that.
Well, you can talk about anything then. You can be a lot more forthcoming than you've been.
I'm a little worried about getting arrested.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Because I've been arrested 3 times, and I'm too old to be arrested a 4th time.
Wouldn't this be the first time you've ever been arrested with your clothes on?
No, I've never been arrested with my clothes off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I'm learning something new about you. I would have bet that most of your arrests have been for public nudity.
No, my best friends in high school were arrested for public nudity, although by the time they got arrested that night, they had put their clothes back on.
Huh. I do want to hear more about that, but we can't stall. I think you and I are both stalling. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, we're sitting here in your pad in Greenwich Village next to Washington Square Park.
My crash pad. I do have a crash pad in the village. I use it as an office, and I'm right near the park.
So you can score weed?
Pick up some fresh reefer for you anytime. And this is where we're going to launch from. We're gonna leave here. We're going to go out to lunch. Maybe we could keep the tape rolling at lunch. And then as we get closer and closer to going on the subway, the nerves will become more frazzled. We'll be turning on each other.
But no, I'm ready. I'm ready to do it.
You're going
to
do it? I think I can do it once. I was dreading doing it multiple times. But I will panhandle on the subway, and I will do it. This is kind of like, if we were doing a show about cliff diving, I'd feel the same way. I would just be scared and put it off as long as I could.
I'd be more scared about cliff diving. I wouldn't do a cliff diving show right now.
Then we have to cancel our plans for next week.
Where was the cliff diving going to take place? Actually, I have done some cliff jumping recently.
It was off the Palisades. Oh, I had it all set up. I had a great spot. You'd have to really push yourself off quite a bit. The ocean is not directly below the cliff. You'd have to kind of kick off.
Yes, the portion of the Palisades Parkway that you are referring to actually a lot of people die up there.
You mean jumping in, trying to jump into the water?
Well, we're not. I'm not sure whether they're committing suicide or just sightseeing and they fall off the cliffs, but the Palisades Parkway has a rest stop that has trails that lead to the top of the Palisades.
Yeah.
And a ton of people die up there.
I like to think it's suicide, but you never know. You're right. You never know. You can't be sure. Okay. How much time have we eaten up here?
Oh, not much at all. Really, nothing to speak of.
Because it feels like we've been talking for about 45 minutes.
It does feel like a long time. Okay, so we're recording again.
Oh, great. Oh, great.
We're sitting here at Lenny's at the same table that Keanu Reeves sat at when he was here, and I had the same thing he ate.
That's right, Ken. What else do you have in common with Keanu Reeves?
I can tell you what I don't have in common with him, that my lunch here is not going to make the New York Post.
Well, the day is young. I think I was going for... Didn't you also meet your wife on a bus that couldn't go less than 55 miles an hour?
It wasn't a bus, but that's close. That's the basic idea.
Yeah.
It was a cable car.
It was a cable car that couldn't go less than 55 miles. So if you're just tuning in, number one, I envy you. Believe me, you lucked out. And number two, Ken and I are in New York. We're pre-recording the show. We're going to go onto a subway soon, the number one line.
Wait. No, the L train.
Why did you choose the L train, Ken?
Because Andrea told me that it was the quietest. It was one of the quieter lines because it's new, so it's makes less clanging noises than like the one line.
So fans of clanging noises, you might as well tune out now. Also, the L line, I believe you mentioned, had a lot of Brooklyn hipsters on it that might recognize us.
I wouldn't call them hipsters. Hipsters is a bad word. People hate hipsters.
Do they? Do they? And yet, 98% of our audience at WFMU, I think, could be classified as hipsters.
I don't think they would identify themselves
I agree. Oh, no question. They wouldn't identify themselves as hipsters. But we, rational adults, know. We look at them at the record fair. We deal with them on the radio. We know who they are. They're hipsters.
I wouldn't refer to them as hipsters.
Oh, I know. Oh, I agree you wouldn't. Your fundraising, your new house by the lake depends on them not being insulted. But I'm free to call them what they are.
I think there's a difference between the typical WFMU crowd at a record fair and hipsters.
You think hipsters are posers? You don't think they're you think they're not sincere? They're it's all affectation. Is that your definition of hipster?
That's part of the bad. Yeah, that's part of definitely the negative connotation of hipster. Whereas at the FMU record fair,
yes,
you have complete losers.
Yes, that's true.
Misfits, mutants, like comic book guy in The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Like that's who's at the WFMU record fair.
But they're not putting on any airs. That's who they are. It's not calculated.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're not clean. Hipsters are clean.
Huh, you make a lot of good points, Ken. You make a lot of good points. So you have persuaded me that our audience are not hipsters. They are mutants and losers. I now see exactly what you mean, and I concur.
That's not exactly what I meant. I can go back and change that to anything I want because we're being recorded here, and we're not recording the show beginning to end like we usually do.
Yeah.
This one is going to require editing, so I'm going to go back and change what I said about mutants and losers because I was talking more about the record collector scum contingent at the WFMU record fair than I was about the WFMU audience at large.
So we're going to add the word scum to losers and mutants and leave it at that. Let's just leave it at that. And I know you won't go back and edit yourself out because you don't have that kind of energy anymore.
It does take a lot of time.
Yeah.
If I just say the phrase record collector scum a couple of times, I can just cut and paste it and move it wherever I need it. Record collector scum.
Wait, what do you mean? You don't want to say that a couple of times. You're trying to not say that.
Oh, no, because record collector scum is like
I don't care about offending those people.
But everyone listening is going to think, I wonder if he means me.
Of course I don't.
I think you mean them.
No, I mean the record collectors who look like comic book guy.
Right. Oh, I see. A brilliant distinction. Yeah. So Ken doesn't mean you. He means the scum next to you. That's what Ken's saying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guys who get down on all fours with their butt crack exposed and make, you know, piles and piles of the vinyl at the WFMU table.
Now, why don't you like them? They're your bread and butter. They keep that record fair. They're the heartbeat of the record fair.
Not all the dealers are like that. Most of the dealers are great guys and women. I like them.
Yeah. Hey, you should mention and splice in later when you're editing that most of the dealers are great guys and you like them.
I don't need to splice that in. I'm eating. It's very, very bad to be eating.
Yeah, it is.
But we're still finishing up lunch here before we venture out into the L line. So what's your...
strategy?
Yeah, what is your strategy for panhandling on the subways today?
My intention was to let you go first and to see what you do and then see if what you do works. And then I can either tweak it, come up with a variation. I can try to work off of your experience.
That's good. I'm comfortable going first.
Okay, so
I have not thought about what I'm going to do exactly, except...
You've brought a lot of FMU tchotchkes and bumper stickers and toys. Do you plan to sell those?
No, I'm just going to offer them. I'm going to give them away. I want the people who I'm begging from to have a better panhandling experience than what they're accustomed to. I want them to end my little panhandling monologue thinking like, that was worth it. I got some cool stuff.
Are you going to entertain them? Like, do you have a little spiel that you're that you've practiced?
No, I have nothing. I've practiced.
You've admitted that you had a rough night. You couldn't sleep last night. Clearly worried about going on the subway. What? You must have been planning something. You were lying awake. Your hours are going by. It's 4 a.m. You must have kind of envisioned yourself there.
What's wrong with just aimless worrying? Why do you feel like if you're up all night, you actually have to be planning out a strategy and an actual monologue? I just had aimless anxiety and aimless worrying.
Well, what was the image that came to your mind? Was it you being arrested? Was it the subway riders, the commuters turning on you like a lynch mob? What were you afraid of? What was the image visually in your head?
I am afraid of being arrested. I have visualized being arrested many times.
I'm a little bit afraid of being lynched.
Well, I wanted to suggest to you that there are certain areas of your comic world that you might want to leave aside when you panhandle on the subway today.
Like
one of them are child molestation jokes. Don't make any of those on the subway car. No rape jokes. No masturbation jokes. These are all things that I think could really get you arrested.
I got nothing then. You know, I would say the area to avoid comedically would be lynch mob jokes. Don't get the lynch mob mad. So I'm going to avoid any reference to lynch mobs.
That's wise as well.
I'm always thinking.
I have not thought about exactly what I'm going to say beyond just good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, just a minute of your time.
Can I use that?
Yes, you can.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Just a minute of your time. I'm ready to go. It's going to be terrible. Now, do you think you have more than one in you?
It depends how the first one goes.
Okay, my answer is no way. I'm good for one shot. I think it's going to be horrible. It's horrible, the thought of doing it.
And when I do it, I'm going to carry my own microphone, but when you do it, you want me to mic you?
I don't, whatever you think is best. The funniest thing about this is I called you this morning and I said, I'm not sure I could do this. And you said, oh, no, no, everyone's looking forward to it.
Everybody is looking forward to it.
Well, then I guess we have to do it. But the lesson I learned is be very, very careful about what you promote for next week's show because you might get stuck doing it. So there's a lesson to be learned.
And we have a real problem here because we're only 15 minutes into the show now.
We are? That's all we've done?
That's all we've done. We did 6 minutes in your apartment, and now we've done 9 minutes here at Lenny's Sandwich Shop.
Hold on. Wait, six? You said six in the apartment, and then nine here? You're right. It's 15 minutes. And how long is our show?
It's an hour.
Hold on. 45. 45 to go.
Very good.
Maybe we should have another lunch, another sandwich.
What did you eat?
I had half a tuna fish sandwich. I'm saving the other half to sell on the Subway. I'm always thinking.
No, that's not a good idea.
Why? It's good tuna fish. It's a good sandwich. It's lettuce and tomato. Wait, why not?
You're going to scare people away if you're trying to sell food.
I'm going to the highest bidder, I'm going to sell off my half my tuna fish sandwich. Aren't you jealous? You're jealous. You didn't think of it. I got, excuse me, a minute of your time. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I got half a tuna fish sandwich left, if anybody's interested.
I want to change our strategy a little bit. We each hold our own microphone and our own recorder. I'm not going to hold it for you.
Because you want to be somewhere else. Is that what you're saying?
Not somewhere else. I'm comfortable being on the same car in the same subway as you, as in the number L eastbound. Yeah. But I prefer to be in a different car.
Would you like to buy a T-shirt before we get on the subway? A T-shirt that says, I don't know him?
Oh, I know. I'll get an I'm with Stupid shirt and put it on inside out.
I've always wanted to buy two shirts. One says I'm with Stupid, and the other shirt that says, he's not kidding, I really am stupid.
You'll make a million.
Yeah.
You sell them in pairs.
Yeah, you got to sell them in pairs. They don't make sense else otherwise.
Have you trademarked that idea?
Well, maybe I should. Or maybe I'll sell it. I'll auction it off at the Subway. I got lots of plans, money-making plans. Because between stops, it's a captive audience. We have them for 4 minutes, right?
Absolutely.
They can't go anywhere.
That's why this is such a perfect plan.
They can pretend to read the New York Post. They can pretend to be playing Angry Birds. But they got to listen to us.
Oh, I'm going to use that. Can I use that?
Wait, what? I don't know.
The fact that I'm going to tell them it's okay to pretend to not be hearing me.
Yeah. Oh, God, this is going to be horrible. I'm 58 years old.
Yes, that's what makes me really uncomfortable about it. I pictured being arrested. That's one thing that made me scared, even though apparently I've heard from a lot of people that this is still done all the time. I hardly ever take the subway, but apparently this is still done all the time, and people do not get arrested. Nobody I know has ever seen anybody get arrested. But the other part of it that makes me so uncomfortable is my age, the fact that I'm so freakishly old all of a sudden. And, you know, I would be comfortable doing this if I was 20, you know, but not at this age.
I know what you're trying to say. It's sad. We're very sad men. We've got what happened to us? Seriously, how did I get here? I had such promise. How did this, almost every week when I'm sitting at the station, I ask myself that. How did this happen?
Yeah, it's a really good question, because when you were like 22, you were doing stand-up on the streets of Manhattan in the East Village. You were
I thought I would maybe do a radio show for a few years, but certainly something else would come down the pike. Something else better would come along. There's a next thing that's better that always comes along, but nothing else has come along. And I'm in a sandwich shop preparing to go on a subway and do a stupid juvenile prank that my kids are going to listen to. Oh, it ain't funny.
Yeah, what did happen? Did you think all those years ago when you were standing on the sidewalk doing your stand-up act that you would actually, when you were 58 years old, be going and just panhandling on the subway?
If somebody had told me that, if somebody had come up to me when I was 20 and said, you know, in 38 years, you'll be doing pretty much the same thing, that you're doing right now.
No, but that's not even true, because I bet you you would have been a lot funnier doing your stand-up act than you will be on the subway car today. How funny do you think you'll be on the subway car on a scale of 1 to 10?
Huh. What an insane... What an insane question. What a bizarre interview question. You mean if you were interviewing You were interviewing someone.
That's a question.
How funny do you think you'll be in an hour? On a scale of 1 to 10.
Well, man, I've always
to be pinned down. How funny do you think you'll be in an hour?
This is the mistake that Johnny Carson made all those years when he gave the stand-up comics their start. He should have, before they let them do their thing,
He
should have said, how funny are you going to be during your 5 minutes or 3 minutes that I give you here on a scale of 1 to 10?
And not put anyone on unless they're 7.5 or higher.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm glad I killed that. We were having a good laugh there for a minute, but I'm really glad I put an end to it.
Well, that's your trademark. It's your trademark move. It's this train's running down the track. How can I derail it? How can I send it off the trestle? Why don't we hit pause and collect ourselves and then head to the subway?
Okay, we're walking up 6th Avenue on our way to the L stop.
Now I want to hurry up and get to the subway.
Why?
Because I have to pee really bad.
Why don't we go back into the sandwich shop and pee?
No.
That's our best bet.
No, the subway's fine. The subway would be perfect.
How are you going to pee in the subway?
Oh, please, Ken. Now, who's being naive now?
You're going to, like, just pee off the platform into the tracks?
No, you can. It's like, well, have you never been to New York? You go between the cars. You ride between the cars and you take care of business.
That's disgusting. No, you can't do that. You're going to do that before you panhandle or after you panhandle?
Ken, everybody does it. Those are the bathrooms on the subway.
No, it's not. No, I've never seen anybody do that, and that's just disgusting. And if now you're going to panhandle and urinate in the subway on the same day?
You don't urinate in the subway. You go between the cars, and you take care of business. You're between the cars. It's like you don't even listen to me. It's part of the subway experience.
Is the between car zone? Is that like a zone where the rules of time and space and proper behavior just don't apply?
There are no rules between the cars. There are no laws. The laws don't exist. It's like the Wild West between the cars.
What else can you do between the cars?
Well, you're not supposed to grope girls. That rule applies only on the actual cars.
So you can... This is how you're going to get away the stipulation of no child molestation jokes, no rape jokes. You're going to do all that stuff in between the cars.
You should make a note. If you're threatened with arrest, you know, if the cops are coming after you, just run out of the car, out of the subway car, and just stand between the cars. They can't touch you. It's sanctuary.
That's not true. That I know is not true.
Okay. Then you're going to be arrested.
You know, a friend of mine actually almost killed herself because she was chasing a mugger who had stolen her pocketbook, and then he ran between cars and then jumped to the platform, and she tried to run after him and fell into the track.
Dear God. Dear God, is she all right?
Yeah, she was okay, but yeah, her leg was almost cut off.
Who was this person? I challenge. I don't believe that happened.
It did happen. It was my old friend Jan.
Jan who?
I'm not giving you her last name. This was decades ago.
Yeah, oh no, my imaginary friends always chase muggers. Yeah, mine do too.
Do they chase imaginary muggers?
Yes, they do, Ken.
They're lucky that they only have imaginary muggers.
Yeah,
my imaginary friends had real muggers.
My imaginary friend had real muggers. Hey, listen, edit out your line and keep mine so it'll sound like I thought of it.
Oh man, I'm really dreading this. We're getting closer and closer to the L train where I'm actually starting to breathe heavily.
Yeah, it's a pretty bad idea. I can't believe we agreed to it. And then you said we couldn't back out because everyone was looking forward to it.
A lot of people have mentioned it to me, yes. People even wanted to know like which line we were going to be on and what time we were going to be doing it.
If your kids did something stupid and illegal, and then they explained it to you, they explained their behavior by saying, Dad, I told people I would do it. Everyone was expecting me to do it. Would you accept that excuse?
No. But what's your point?
We don't have to do it, buddy. We could turn around right now. We could turn around right now and go see Iron Man 3.
We've both seen it. We're a block away. We're at 6th Avenue and 13th Street, Andy Breckman and I, as we head to the L train to Panhandle on the car.
Okay. See you there.
We're standing at a red light. You see that hand, the red hand?
Yeah.
That means don't go. Don't ignore these people. Okay, now we can go.
Okay. So how's this ambient noise? You think this will sound street New York-y and streetwise, or do you think it'll sound just like a cacophony of noise?
Oh, it's not a cacophony. I think it sounds good. That's why I love this microphone.
Me too. I love it too.
You can hear the sounds in the background, but it's not hard to hear us on top of everything.
All right. Now, wait, do you want to keep rolling the tape as we buy our subway pass and get onto the train?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh. Okay, wait. Don't you want to hit pause? Wait, here's a panhandler. Oh, I wish I had my tuna fish. Hold on, wait, there's a panhandler. Let's read what the sign says.
Okay. You have to give him money, though.
Hi, can I read your sign? Can I read it? My dog comes first, homeless and broken hungry. Anything helps. Thank you. What's your dog's name?
Kilo. Kilo.
Kilo's beautiful. Is she a pit bull?
Yeah.
Okay. Aw, she's really cute.
Thank you.
I have money for you. Hey, how's New York treating you today?
Not too well. You guys will be the first person to give me anything.
Really?
So, yeah.
Really? Wait, how long have you been sitting here?
About 10 minutes.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. If I give you a dollar, and you make a dollar every 10 minutes, that's $6 an hour, right?
It's almost minimum wage.
Yeah, it's almost minimum wage. And then let me see. If you sit here around the clock...
It's not actually even almost minimum wage.
Well, but she's not expending any energy. It's not bad money for sitting here. What are you doing? You're drawing and doodling?
Yeah.
She's got her dog that she has to feed and give water to.
Now, where are you going to spend the night tonight?
Outside.
You haven't decided?
Outside.
You're outside?
Yeah.
Oh, honey. No, don't do that. Where's your older brother?
My older brother?
Yeah.
I don't have an older brother.
Oh. I thought you had an older brother.
But, Andy, you have an apartment very nearby here where you actually don't even spend every night there.
I don't understand your point. What are you saying?
Could she stay at your place if you're not there?
No, we're repainting now. We're fumigating.
Fumigating.
I wish we could,
okay.
Yeah.
What's this for exactly?
This is for our little radio show on WFMU, and you want to hear something? We are about to go into the subway car to beg on the cars for money for our little radio show.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good luck.
Yeah.
Have you
Do you have any
that?
Tips for us?
Is
no,
your I
first
don't.
Day with the sign and begging?
No. No, I usually go to Queens, but it's too late for Queens.
It's too late for Queens.
Yeah.
And then how much do you have to make each day to get a roof over your head at night?
Well, none of the shelters will let me have my dog, so I sleep outside every night.
But where do you sleep where you're safe? Where are you safe? Do you find a safe place?
I never get bothered. My boyfriend usually sleeps with me. He's trying to make phone calls right now to get us a place to stay, so.
Well, it also helps that you have a pit bull with you.
Yeah.
So you have a pit bull. Let's just review. You have a pit bull, and you have a boyfriend. Okay. And you're just completely, life is just completely shut some doors in your face. You don't know what you're going to do.
Do
you have a plan, you and your boyfriend?
Yeah, I'm trying to get a job right now. Well, not right now, this very second, but I've been looking. I go to the library every day to... Look on Career Builder, so no luck so far. Nobody wants to hire a greasy bum.
You know what?
You don't look greasy at all.
I know. That's what I told them.
That's all Ken hires. Your whole staff is filled up with ex-greasy bums. Wouldn't you agree, Ken?
It's true. Yeah.
All right, here.
She's not even greasy.
Wait, you don't even
here's
have...
Where, here's where oh, she
here's
puts her
thing.
Money.
Okay, there you go. Hey, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. And good luck with your TV show or radio show thing.
Oh, thanks very much.
Thanks. Do you have any...
No, I was
you know,
gonna, we, there's a dollar bill. I was actually trying to give you 90 cents. Do you have change?
No.
Do you have
she's
change?
Not. She's not going to give you change.
Do you have a dime?
Do you need a dime?
No, he's got so much money. Do not give him a dime. He gave you a dollar. Hang on to every penny. And do you have any suggestions for how we go about panhandling on the subway?
Yes, Ken, because she's an expert, isn't she, Ken? You found an expert, right? You found a girl panhandling on the street, and that's who you're asking for advice. Because she's your panhandling consultant now, isn't she, Ken?
Yeah, well, she's got more experience than you and I have.
You could put that on your resume. You're a consultant to Ken Friedman.
Like when we walk onto the subway car, I think we just say, like, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. We should be polite, right?
Yeah, what you need to do is be like, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry to bother you, but this and this and this, radio show, blah, blah, blah.
Should I give them a sob story?
No, don't give them a sob
story. Oh, really? Don't give them a sob story.
No, people laugh at that.
Okay, so I don't want to say, like, my wife and kids kicked me out.
Maybe.
Because I'm so freakishly old, so I'm a little embarrassed about how to, you know, why am I...
If you say it's for your radio show, then, like, I don't think people would be like, oh, well, they're not buying drugs with it, so...
Great. Can I use that line?
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. We're not buying drugs.
Okay, well, here, we're going to rehearse. Say, I'm not buying drugs with it. Go ahead, say it. This is a rehearsal. Go ahead.
I can't say it.
You can't say those words, can you?
No, I can't.
You guys might have better luck, like, setting up a table and with a donation box.
Yeah. We need a sign.
A lot of people sit on the tables, so make sure you get a sturdy table, because my friend broke somebody's table stand the other day, actually, so it was unfortunate.
Well, we lost a table also just at the radio station. We lost a table.
Once I had a table. I had a table when I was living on St. Mark's Place. This is a true story. It was wobbly. The leg was wobbly, and it kept getting loose. I had to go to the hardware store and get these long screws and tighten it at the top, and then I put some paper underneath it to keep it from wobbling. There, that's my table story. Okay, are we all done?
That was kind of mean, his table story, wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, he's a little off. He's a little off-putting.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
I can say it. I can say it. I can do it now.
Ken, say thank you to your consultant.
I want to thank my consultant and her beautiful dog, and say hello to your boyfriend. And I hope you have a good day and a good night.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye bye.
Stay safe.
Here we are in the L train.
Are you recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
Is this really happening, or is this a terrible, terrible dream?
No, it's really happening.
Because I've had dreams exactly like this.
Guess what? Andrea was right. This is a really quiet subway.
It's pretty quiet. I wonder if Andrea sat on this seat. I wonder if she held this pole we're holding. Sometimes when you're riding a subway, do you wonder if Andrea ever sat here?
No.
Oh, I think about that all the time.
Why? That's weird.
It's one of the least weird things, I think. Hey, now should we sit down and try to get our
car? Yeah, let's sit down, yeah. Plus, I need to make sure we're recording.
Okay.
Are we? Yeah, we were recording. Bad news.
What? We didn't record that last part?
No, we did.
Oh, that is bad news. So we should explain. We're on the L train. We have promised our listeners that we're going to panhandle on the subway for money. And we're actually on a subway together. This is the middle of the day.
What's the worst part of all this? Everything you're saying is just so terrible, like, including the fact that we're together.
It's all... Well, what's the good part of it? Let me reverse the question. The subway is not packed. You know, the seats are full, but nobody has to stand. So I guess there's about 30 people on the subway. It's kind of about the same number of people that were on the subway car in the Taking of Pelham 1-2-3. Wouldn't you agree, Ken?
The remake? Oh, the original, yeah.
The original, yeah. With the same assorted New Yorkers. A very diverse little group of New Yorkers. It's a rainbow coalition rolling down the track, rolling through the tunnel on our way to Brooklyn.
I don't think we should do this until we're in Brooklyn.
Yeah, Brooklyn's safe. Brooklyn, they get us. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Manhattan's too classy. We'll scare the Manhattanites.
Well, the problem is that we're in a subway car where people are leaving Manhattan to go back to Brooklyn. So that says something.
I don't know what it says. Do you want to spring our little panhandling on them in the tunnel between boroughs where they can't escape?
You mean we start panhandling in the dark?
I think we should.
They have electricity.
If it was completely dark, we could tell them we were handicapped. I lost both my legs in Afghanistan. And then the light comes on, and I'm just standing there.
I think they have electric lights, so that's not going to work.
My plan won't work. Maybe I'll say it anyway.
I don't want to do this. Is it too late to back out?
You dragged me here. You're growing a conscience?
No, it's not a conscience. It's something else.
You're growing.
It's pride?
Yeah.
Is it pride?
Wait, hold on. Let me see what I'm feeling. Yes! Oh my God, I'm feeling the same thing.
And it doesn't feel good, does it?
No. Because we feel pride, and then as soon as we open our mouths, we'll feel shame. Okay. We're at First Avenue. We're heading toward the river. We'll be in Brooklyn soon. Brooklyn, will they understand us? Will they get us?
And then we'll get off this subway, and we'll get onto the one that's headed towards Manhattan.
Yeah, whatever, Ken. You're yapping away like you have a plan.
It'll go better that way.
It's a panhandling plan.
Maybe there will be a terrorist attack before we have to start.
I don't think we'll be that lucky. No, these people are just going... Now, if we started yapping away and asking these people for money, the people on here right now, I'm trying to get a feel for how they might react.
Not good, because we're already kind of gathering attention just by nature of the fact that we're talking into a microphone.
Yeah. Wonder what they think we're doing.
I think they think we're recording something for a radio station called WFMU, since our microphone says WFMU on it.
And not a single person is interested or curious. Not a single person is giving us a second look. That says a lot about New York and an awful lot about WFMU.
No, they're looking away intentionally. Yeah, they're trying not to look at us. That's a good sign.
Yeah, that's a good sign. I guess New Yorkers are very good at that, aren't they?
I mean, it shows that they're kind of frightened of us, which is better. That's a better situation to be in. It's good to be feared.
Now we're going through the tunnel. Oh, but this part of the ride is quite noisy. The train has speeded up.
True. We should not record in the tunnel. And see how bright the lights are? Like,
yes.
if you tried to stand up and say that you had no legs,
yes,
right now,
yes,
that wouldn't work at all. Everybody would see your legs perfectly.
Yes.
Well,
the only money I'd get is from blind people. From sympathetic, empathetic, rich, blind people.
I think even blind people would be tipped off, because they would notice that your voice was coming from around, you know, 5.5 to 6 feet off the ground. So they would be thinking, if he has no legs, why is he standing up like that?
You know what blind person would be thinking that? Daredevil. He's the only blind person that could think that. Matt Murdock. He would see through my ruse.
Is that a comic book character?
Matt Murdock, a Daredevil? Get with it, man.
You have a graphic novel out.
Yes, I do.
Now that we're in the tunnel between Manhattan and Brooklyn, tell me about your graphic novel. What's it called?
It's called Long Lost, but it's not published yet. The publisher, every time I ask when it might be published, he hems and haws and takes another call on a different line.
It's kind of like us hemming and hawing right now.
Yeah.
About when we're actually going to begin our panhandling.
It is. Hey, welcome to the Hem and Haw Hour. Ken and I are on the subway on the L line trying to get the nerve up to panhandle because we promised you we would. Okay, now we're in Brooklyn.
Should we get off here?
You want to get off and go the other way?
Yeah.
No, then as soon as we start yapping, we'll be in the tunnel again if we just get off the other way now.
Okay.
This is a good time to do it.
We're kind of running out of time.
I don't think people will...
I think we should walk into a new car.
Yes, because these people are sick of us already,
right,
even though they're not making eye contact. Okay, let's go to the new car. We're about to walk into the next car where Ken is going to keep his promise. Ken's word is his bond. He is going to Panhandle. Ken is getting ready. He's putting the tape recorder safely away in a pocket. Ken has his WFMU tchotchkes that he's going to sell or give away. That's Ken's game plan. I don't have a game plan myself. Ken's getting them ready. Ken is actually going to do this, and then I guess I have to do it too. Should I hold the microphone while you...
No, I'll hold my own microphone. And.
But if you... I'm sorry to interrupt. If you hold the microphone, then people will know you're not really panhandling. Am I right? No panhandler's holding a microphone.
I'm going to be honest that I'm panhandling for my little radio show, my little radio station.
It's not really panhandling then. I think what viewers expect is for you to go out there without a net.
Well, we don't have any viewers. Nobody's...
Oh, I don't mean viewers. I mean listeners.
But you won't be able to get the microphone on me. You're so bad with microphones. It's just like you're microphone handicapped.
I'm holding the microphone right now, and we heard you say that.
You actually are doing a pretty good job.
I think I can hold a microphone while you humiliate yourself.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. So you want to go to the next car?
Yeah, you hold this bag.
Okay. You want me to hold the tape recorder too?
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I guess you should. You can just put it in the bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, here you go. There's the... And it's on hold, so you can't turn it off by mistake.
Hey, thank you for your service. Thank you. Where were you stationed? Where were you deployed? Yeah, not deployed yet.
You have to hold the microphone up to him if you want.
I'll tell people what he's saying. He hasn't been deployed yet. Stay safe.
Are we ready to go into the next car?
Yeah.
I don't think so. The subway is moving.
Yeah. Oh, you always have an excuse. Ken plans to put this off until he runs out of tape or the tape recorder breaks.
Okay, how about the next stop?
The next stop, we go to the next car?
Yes.
And are you just going to go into it?
Yeah.
You're going to go into your routine?
As soon as it starts moving.
Oh, my God, you're brave.
Yeah.
I admire you. And I pity you in equal parts.
I hate myself.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
We're going into the next car. Okay, we're walking between cars. Oh, we're walking through the lavatory. Now, oh, this car is more crowded.
And this is, we're in the no man's land in between cars.
Yeah, there no rules apply here, but we're about to enter the adjacent car. Well, listen, let's go. I don't want to be here when it starts moving.
Why?
Because I'm scared.
Well, we can't go in until it starts moving.
We can't?
That's the rule. Here we go.
What do you mean we can't go in?
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, just a minute of your time. I'm not panhandling. I just have a little podcast at WFMU, and this is the only way we can raise money to stay on the air. I'm actually giving away a lot of stuff. I have loaded dice, if anybody wants a loaded dice.
No one is making eye contact.
I got soap, miracle soap.
Wait, somebody's reaching into his pocket. Ken.
All right, thank you, sir. Here's some miracle soap. And
the guy gave you a dollar.
And a pair of loaded dice for you. And I got...
Do you know the station, WFMU?
Yeah, you do?
So you're not scared of him? Oh, look, here's another dollar.
Thank you very much. Here's a sticker for you and a pair of loaded dice. They always come up WFMU.
Wow.
Miracle soap for you. Anything you can afford for a little radio station podcast. We got stickers. Legally, we're not actually begging because we're employing more dignity than begging would normally allot for. Would you like...
Well put.
Would you like a sticker? You don't have to pay for it. Of course, it would be great if you did cover the manufacturing costs.
And distribution costs.
We got some more miracle soap and stickers for WFMU. This is the only way we can support our little podcast.
No one making eye contact. Everyone's staring down at their smartphone.
It's fine with me if you pretend that you're not paying any attention to us. I'm kind of used to it. I kind of like it when people pretend they're not paying any attention. It makes me feel safer, like we won't get arrested, also almost like we're not really here. All right.
Now we're moving into the next car.
Okay, we're coming into a station.
It's a fatal flaw where there is no next car. We're in the top car.
And there's a conductor right there. Here,
right,
retreat.
Turn it off.
Yeah, okay. Oh, man.
Keep it running.
We keep it running? Okay, let's
go
to the next car.
We'll go out on the platform now.
Okay, we'll go on the platform. Okay. Well, hey, Ken, you scored $2.
I did. Let's see you beat that. Let's see you beat $2, my friend.
You did it. How did that feel, Ken?
I'm fun. It felt really awful. It felt really, really freaking awkward and terrible.
And now I have to do that?
Yeah, but we have to switch to the other side of the subway car. We should probably turn off.
To go back to Manhattan? To go back toward Manhattan?
Yeah. We're on the L train. We just left the Montrose Avenue stop here in Brooklyn.
Now we're heading the other way into Manhattan. You know, my whole strategy actually was hoping that you would pussy out and so I wouldn't have to do it. That was kind of my plan.
I did it.
You did it because you were born without the shame gene.
Oh, no, I had the shame.
But
it's just that I hate myself.
You worked through it.
When you hate yourself as much as I do myself, it's kind of self-verifying to do things like that.
All right. Well, you want to just get this over with? Can we go in another car?
I think we should. For some reason, I'm thinking we should move into the next car.
All right. Let's just do it.
Okay.
Are you holding the microphone?
Yeah, I'm holding your microphone
this
time.
Should I carry this?
No, I got it. You're on your own.
All right.
You got your hat?
Yes.
Okay. Andy's moving into the next car now to do his little stint of panhandling. These people don't know what's about to hit them, and here we go.
Okay, we're in the next car. There's about 30 people in the car. Most of them have headphones on. No one's looking at me. Should I do this?
I'm not saying a word.
Like, how did you I can't do it. All right, I'll just do it. Ladies and gentlemen, if I could have a minute of your time, I don't mean to bother you. My wife and I would like to see The Great Gatsby tonight. We'd like to see it in 3D. It costs about $17 each. So I'm trying to raise a little money to take my wife to the movies tonight. I'd like to get a soda also, if I could. If you could spare any money at all, so I could take my wife to the movies and see The Great Gatsby. Also, if there's any money left over, I'd like to build my kids a tree house. But let's just work on Gatsby first. Let's just work on the movie, please. Any money at all would be appreciated. I'll just hold my hat here for a while. Thank you.
Would you like to get off the car now?
Yeah, let's go.
That was really bad.
Is honor satisfied? Okay, you won. You raised real money. Oh, that was horrible. I can't even look at the train as it pulls away.
Those people will never see you again.
What if I become famous?
No, that took care of that.
Yeah, it did. So it's very important for me now never to become famous, because those people in that car will say, hey, isn't that the guy? Isn't that the creep? Oh, Ken.
You know what's really great?
What?
That there's no video of this.
Yeah. Oh, Ken. Ken. What will become of us? I guess we'll be dead soon, right? 30 years, it'll be over.
Very soon. Oh, sooner than that.
Yeah. I guess that's the only saving grace. It'll be over soon. I can't wait for the sweet release that only death will bring.
We also made a mistake that you did it in the tunnel.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Are we in Manhattan?
Yeah, we're in Manhattan.
No. Oh, we are?
I think so, yeah. Oh, no, Graham Avenue.
Oh, no, we're still in Brooklyn.
Oh, well, we went through something that was really noisy.
Oh, maybe no one will hear it. Maybe you'll have to erase it. Well, should we sign off? Hey, should we play some music? Should we play? Are we still short on the? Why don't we play Help Me Rhonda?
Okay.
Like a live version of Help Me Rhonda for a few minutes at the end of our show.
Okay.
and then we don't have to fill up the whole hour.
Okay, great. Now here's the Beach Boys live and Help Me Rhonda.
Okay, and we'll see you next week. And to the people on that L train, I'm really very embarrassed and sorry.
Oh, no. We have to come back after Help Me Rhonda.
We do?
Yeah, just to say that was Help Me Rhonda.
So the shame I'm feeling, the fact that I work through the shame means that I hate myself too?
Yeah.
The fact that I could do that.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of what it implies.
But I feel really...
that you have such low self-esteem and such a horrible body image.
Yeah.
And self-image.
I just don't care what people think of me.
That you can do that kind of thing.
Right. Someone that was healthy and high-functioning would not even consider that.
It actually sounded like it came very naturally to you to be begging for Great Gatsby tickets. It had the ring of truth.
Okay, now, as always, I'd like to apologize if my kids are listening to this, either now or in the future. Daddy is not proud of himself. Don't be like Daddy. Be like your mommy and lead a high-functioning, respectable life. And Daddy loves you, and Daddy is very, very sorry.
Oh, wait, has Beth ever panhandled on a subway car?
No.
Okay. Oh, then that's right. Then everything your dad said is true, then.
That's why I love her. That's what I love most about her. She's never panhandled.
Before the subway car comes, introduce Help Me Rhonda.
Hey, here's the Beach Boys going to kill 3 minutes of our show with Help Me Rhonda.
Rhonda, you look so fine.
Look so fine.
And I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help me, Rhonda. Help me get her out of my heart.
Help me, Rhonda.
Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Yeah.
Get her out of my heart.
Fellas, I have 3,000 words to say. Quit screaming and start singing from your hearts, huh? You're doing fine now. Watch your oohs. Come in on the low notes mic. Carl, ooh, you're Come on. Dennis, you're flatting. Okay, Mike, you're flatting on your high notes. Let's go. Let's roll. So you're big stars. Let's fight, huh? Let's fight for success. Okay, let's go. Now loosen up. Be happy. Forget the people in there. Turn the lights out in this room. Turn the lights out in this room.
That's a great idea.
When you sing Rhonda, make it sexy and soft. Rhonda, you'd look so fine. Okay? Let's go. Brian? Loosen up a little. So, Dad, Brian, I'm a genius too. Let's go, huh?
Rhonda, you look so fine. And I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help me, Rhonda. Help me get her out of my heart.
Help me, Rhonda.
Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Yeah.
Get her out of my heart.
Yeah, we just enjoyed the Help Me, Rhonda by the Beach Boys. I guess Brian Wilson had broken up with a girlfriend and had apparently met a girl named Rhonda, and he was hoping Rhonda would distract him, would help him get over his heartbreak.
I never realized Rhonda was the rebound.
Yeah, Rhonda was the rebound girl. So that would explain what you just heard. And we're back on 6th Avenue. We're walking back to our favorite panhandler. Oh, I bet that's a boyfriend. We're going to meet the boyfriend.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, is this your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think he existed. I thought she made you up.
Oh, yeah. She was just telling me about you guys.
Yeah. She was telling you about us?
Yeah.
How did she describe us?
Two guys starting a radio show.
Exactly. That summed it up. One goofy guy and one sort of handsome studly guy. Hey, guess what? We just panhandled on the subway. We made $2. How much have you made today?
$2.
You have our $2.
Yep, your $2.
That's all you've made. Yeah, so, and what are you going to do with our $2?
Go buy a can of wet dog food.
Yeah, dog food, yeah. And so I guess you and Ken tied. I didn't make any money.
Yep.
I don't know. I just don't have the skill sets that you two have.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you the $2 that I got on the subway because you're my coach.
Oh, well, like
you
I
have,
said.
Do you have 20 cents? We wanted to give you $1.80. Do you have 20 cents?
No, I wanted to give her the full
$2. Okay.
Thank you so much.
And what is your name again?
I'm Tesla.
Tesla. And what's your dog's name?
Kilo.
Kilo. I love Kilo. Can I pet Kilo?
Yes.
Hey, Kilo.
Say hi, Kilo.
Hey, buddy.
No, I don't want your 20 cents. No, I don't. I'm just joking.
Kilo is so cute.
Can I put my finger in Kilo's ear?
That's not a good idea.
She lets you, yeah.
Oh, she lets
That's
you.
Not a good idea. How old is Kilo?
She's 6 and a half.
Oh, she's
Can
beautiful.
Can I put my finger in your ear?
If she lets you.
Okay. Well,
you said you might want to let her know that seriously, you really want to do that.
Listen, well, good luck to you guys.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Okay, good luck tonight.
It works better next time.
Yeah, I know. Now, that was, the first time's always the hardest, isn't it, when you're begging and panhandling?
Yeah, I guess.
Do you remember your first time when you were out on the street?
Yes, I do. My first time, I sat on the sidewalk and asked people for 25 cents. I made about $300.
There you go. So it gets easier, Ken. That's good news.
Yeah, I thought it actually, my first time out, it went pretty good because I got $2 in the very first car I went through.
Oh, really? Wow. It doesn't usually work out like that. Usually people get, like, pocket change.
I know. I mean, nobody would look at me, but still, I got $2.
They don't make eye contact ever. They're usually like, take the 20 cents and go away.
Yeah. All right. Thanks to both of you. Have a good day.
Okay. Thanks, man. Can we sign off now for the love of God?
That was Tesla, my panhandling coach. She taught me well.
Yeah, she did.
And this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope.
It doesn't matter. You don't have to say any of that. No one's listening anymore.
No, in Rockland County, we're at 91.9 FM, and we broadcast worldwide at WFMU.org.
And you can also find us on the L train heading to and from Brooklyn.
My name is Little Danny. Delighted and honored to be doing a fill-in for Matt Fibash. Big shoes to fill. Thanks for listening to Weekly World Blues. I'll be here for the next hour.
I'm gonna try. try my best to do what's right. I'm gonna be with you, yes I am, both day and night. I'm gonna get me a new policy. I'm gonna teach you a lesson in loveology. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Right. I'm gonna be with you, yes I am, both day and night. I'm gonna love you heart and soul. I'm gonna enjoy the future as it unfolds now. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh.
I'm old.